Among others, each of these specimens is evidence for a warm, stormy climate episode that impacted the Colusa people of Pineland in coastal southwest Florida. The dolphin and sea turtle were victims of a devastating hurricane and storm surge at that location that took place about 1,700 years ago. In the aftermath, the land snails benefited from the racklines of decaying seagrasses that had washed ashore. This tiny snail, called a beautiful truncatella, lives its whole life on the racklines of seagrasses and other rotting vegetation. It's a land snail, not a marine snail, yet for archaeologists, it's a great indicator of where a rackline was from an ancient storm. When we find hundreds of truncatella shells, we can be pretty sure that there was a storm surge at one time that ended at that spot. I'm Bill Marquardt. I'm a curator of archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.